like our show, you hoser.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and shuffling notes around, I'm going to begin with, in the Bible, Christ said that in the decade prior to his coming, there will be wars and rumors of wars. Well, we have what is happening in Ukraine. It is escalating. And now, like the forest fires in California and all over the place, this fire has jumped the ridge. Now, we have war beginning to take place in Armenia with Azerbaijan. I'm going to just present this to you briefly. This is Hal Turner on the 14th. Which was yesterday, actually. It says that Armenia invoked Article 4 of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, which calls for the member countries to come to the military defense of Armenia as the neighboring Azerbaijan commences military attacks against Armenia. If one of the member states suffers aggression, armed attack menacing to safety, stability, territorial integrity, or sovereignty, it will be considered by the member states as aggression against all of the member states in the treaty. So now we have the fire has jumped the ridge, and now we have two more nations at war. Now, then you have just to the east of these two countries, I think it is, right in that vicinity, maybe a little bit south, you have the old Soviet Georgia. Well, now there's a referendum that they're considering, and the referendum is a public referendum on whether or not Georgia should reopen its war with Russia. So the fire of war continues to spread. There's a guy by the name of Georgi Kubakhidze, and he's the chairman of the party, and he made the statement in a briefing in the office of the ruling Georgian Dream Party. He said, quote, "Let the people say whether they want to open a second front in Georgia against Russia." So, from the west, you have Ukraine, and south, you have Georgia, Azerbaijan, and Armenia at war. Now he says, let's let the people decide what they want. This is another CIA American involvement campaign, continued campaign against Russia. Hitting them on the west, and now hitting them to the south. This is not just, it didn't just happen. This was not an accident. This is part of a strategy. Again, like I had stated yesterday, the New World Order being directed by the United States of America, the British Pilgrim Society, and the British Pilgrim Society, or the Pilgrim Society in New York City, they cannot allow Russia to interfere with their New World Order plans any longer. They have a... It's time-sensitive. What do I mean, time-sensitive? Well, these people know that Christ is returning, and they are trying to destroy as much, murder as many people as possible, destroy the nations if possible, and to change prophecy. Russia is not going to go to conflict just in her region. She's got to move down south to invade Israel with Iran and other nations. Well, I see that the CIA is trying to cause conflict down south. Now, also, the politician expressed hope that the Georgian people, quoting again, will bring clarity whether he agrees with the statement of Ukraine politicians about the need to involve Georgia in the war or with the position of the authorities of his country. He's pushing for war with Russia. And then there are these names I cannot pronounce. Another guy, Irakli Kobak Hids, responded to a statement of Fodor Zanislavsky, representative of the president of Ukraine in the parliament, and he advised Georgia, take concrete steps to liberate Abkhazia and South Ossetia. They are pushing for war. And he said that they all directly said that Georgia is highly, to involve Georgia, that is highly desirable. Well, time of wars and rumors of wars, the rumors of wars are now beginning to become wars. It's going to intensify. Now, another serious matter is China has now decided to and is publicly supporting Russia's action in the Ukraine, sending about 20,000 Chinese troops into the area. Look out. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run. And then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
It's my own design. It's my own remorse. Help me to decide. Help me make the most of freedom and I'll measure the thing ever lasts forever. Everybody wants to rule. There's a rule where I don't mind you.
We're going to continue with this here. So now China has decided to help her ally Russia. Now, the Chinese people, when I discuss the Chinese or the Germans or any group of people, any race, there's always those in that group that are evil, but then there are those in the group, whether it be a race or peoples of a nation, that are great people. And the Chinese people, I lived in Berkeley, California for a couple of years. I worked for a gentleman who was Chinese, and the Chinese people, I worked with them. I loved them. They loved me too. They didn't speak much English. I spoke no Chinese. But I just want to clarify that. China, though, as a nation, Xi Jinping, his motives in everything he does are not to help anybody. There is always a purpose to further China's military campaign to become the world hegemonic ruler. They're competing with the United States. Russia is also in the way. America is competing for and basically is the hegemonic ruler of the world. And the main enemy is China. And in between is Russia. Russia's kind of the buffer presently. But eventually Russia's not going to be there. Then it's going to be the two mega powers in the world. America, with our technology, we will come out on top. And China is going to be limited to moving on the ground to Armageddon. Now, okay. Going on with this article, this is out of the Hal Turner radio show. And the article I just read from was the Hal Turner radio program also. For those that have not been, that have been paying attention to international affairs, the following will come as no surprise. Others that are cheering for Team Ukraine, this should be a gigantic wake-up call. It isn't just Russia handling Ukraine. It's China also. Li Zhanshu is the head of the Chinese legislature, the chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress. He's number three, he is number three in the rigid hierarchy of the CPC. Here's what he said last week. At the Eastern Economic Forum in Vladivostok, in Russia, he met with and talked with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Here's what he told Putin. We see that the United States and its NATO allies are expanding their presence near the Russian borders, seriously threatening national security and the lives of the Russian citizens. We fully understand the necessity of all the measures taken by Russia aimed at protecting its key interests. We are providing our assistance. We want to help you, 20,000 troops. The people in Ukraine, this is a wake-up call to them. They are not going to win that battle. They are not going to win. Russia and China jointly can stay there till the very last man that is actually Ukrainian is dead, and all of the NATO mercenaries that are coming in from all the NATO nations, and all the mercenaries coming in from the nations throughout the world, anybody that the United States wants to send over, China and Russia combined will pretty much make that landscape just like the moon. And they're already doing it. Russia's already doing it. Well, China is involved and will become more involved. China is heading west. That cannot be stopped. It will happen. So he says, we are providing our assistance. So that's another article that I find very interesting. Now, I had a thought, and this is going to be difficult for you to you're going to be able to grasp it just fine. But it is really, because of what is happening with the vaccinations, what has happened with the swabs that have gone up the noses of people, people are being changed genetically. We were human, but the people that receive these practices, these procedures, have been genetically altered. They have something in them that is foreign, something that is changing their DNA, something that has added another species to them. They at one time were human. Now they are human plus monkey, human plus who knows what else, human plus Nephilim, a human plus Neanderthal, which is DNA from creatures before Adam was even created. This is documented. So individuals are becoming something different than what they were born as. Now, another thing with these inoculations, with the procedures that are being done to people, it is also making the children that are being born, these children are not human. This is according to a program I did, Stu Peters. His guest was Arianna Love. The NIH has stated in their actually website that the new children, the children being born to individuals, the parents, either male or female, or both, these children have been genetically altered. They are not human. This is what the NIH website said. I wrote down the site. I should have printed it out so I could read it to you. Dr. Arianna Love, she made this very clear in her interview with Stu Peters, that the NIH stated the children being born to the people that have been vaxxed or swabbed have had their DNA altered, and the children they have are not human. Yes, they have human likenesses, but they are not pure human. They are something else. Now, I have been thinking about this too. There is, in the nations, there are the nations that they cannibalize, they eat each other. Well, with what has happened through these swabs and the vaccinations, the individuals are contaminated with all of these different, they're not just bacteria, they're actually parasites, living parasites that were not, did not exist up until maybe, let's say, even the last 20 years. They're different. They have been created in a lab, and they are being injected into people still. People are still receiving these things, and a combination of things, not just parasites, but also these little chips, nanotechnology, that when these individuals die and are buried, they still send out a Bluetooth signal from the grave. Now, going back to this bizarre thought, and again, in China, I have seen videos. In South America, I think Salvador, I have seen these videos where they cannibalize people. Well, God is not going to be mocked. The Scripture says, and God says in the Scripture, that He will not be mocked. You want to cannibalize? You want to eat your fellow man? Well, you can eat something that is not pure human. I know this is gross, but we live in a world that is so different that this whole world, everything that you used to understand and everything that was what we would call normal has been changed. And we have to view, like after World War II with Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the world, the people of the world, the nations of the world had to view that time differently, because these two atomic weapons changed everything. We have to look at things differently. These two weapons, you could call them Hiroshima and Nagasaki, attack on every human being that takes these procedures. You could say that with the jabs, they have changed your DNA. With the swabs up the nose, according to nose up, Arianna Love had stated that NIH said that this was cloning technology that was placed in the sinuses of the people who received those swabs. The NIH said it is cloning technology. Dr. Arianna Love read it. And with Nagasaki and Hiroshima, the world changed. Everything changed. We have been created in a way by God to be able to adapt psychologically. It may not be pleasant. It may be difficult. But we are to view the world as the world changes. Hey, reminds me of an old movie my mom used to watch, soap opera, As the World Changes. And all through history, things have happened in the societies of the world that move the societies from one day into the next. And one day, there was a world that they occupied. A day later, it was a different world. Another example, in these tsunamis that took place there in Sumatra, one day the world was at peace. After that tsunami, that whole world changed. God is telling the people of the world what where you are today, tomorrow may be different. But God has created man in a way where the soul is very resilient. On one hand, it is like, like a flax. And on the other hand, it's like some of these rare earth metals that are so strong, you cannot damage them. The soul is a funny thing. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back in a few minutes. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
The P.E. Gun Show, October 8th and 9th, will feature firearms giveaway both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. With food all weekend, CCW classes, and firearms drawings, it makes the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com. It's electrifying.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Do you hate Disney as much as I do? Don't be a wokey. Listen to 1360 KHNC or go to 1360KHNC.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And we're, as we continue, I know that, you know, it may sound bizarre, but again, I have to go back to the world can change in one day, and our world in one day changes presently with the fires that take place. One day, you wake up, you have breakfast. You plan for the day. The next day, your house is down, is burned to the ground. You have nothing. This is the world that we live in. This is the world that Christ said would. This is the way it would be at the end of the world. It would be, yes, societies, cultures, but at the same time, the hardships that would come at the end of the world would. Not just as a collective, not as a group of people, not as a society or a region, but it would be individual. It would be each individual having to face a change. Christ said this would happen. And this is why Christ is the individual that is living that can assist anyone who has these type of dramatic changes in their lives. The flooding, I've been watching the flooding in Tokyo, in Japan, in Turkey. One day, you wake up, the next you go to bed that night, the next day, your streets are flooded, you can't get out of your home, and hopefully your home is not in the path of a big stream of water, a wash, because you're going to die, or you're going to be very injured. There's going to be loss. Well, this is nature. But now you have what has been happening to the world through these children of the devil that have been using biological weapons on mankind. This isn't just recent. This has been happening on the nations for 100 years. Smallpox, Spanish flu, epidemics with the Indian people that were given blankets by the American soldiers that wiped out whole tribes. We're the whole world is in a shift, is in I remember back in the 60s, the age of Aquarius. Well, we couldn't really feel the change of the age of Aquarius. We knew the culture changed. I remember from 1964, the big change took place in Boulder, Colorado by 1967. In Boulder, there were basically college students that dressed with, Pendleton socks, Pendleton sweaters. But by 1967, and from that point forward, it was long hair, long beards, the dressing in tie-dye. The shift took 2, 3, 4, 5 years, but eventually Boulder went a completely different direction. You didn't have people walking around with, they were basically bell-bottom pants. The shift is still coming. We wake up one day, two more nations are at war with each other. 1 week ago, we didn't hear too much talk about Georgia wanting to take it to the voters, take the proposition of going to war against Russia, resuming the Russian war. This is madness. It really is madness. And then with these vaccinations, with the swab was putting foreign DNA into the sinus that is changing people. It was a cloning program. It was to change your pure human DNA to human plus whatever was in the swab. And the way to carry it was through the, what was it called, of the fly, the fruit fly. It's kind of a, what was that term they used? But it is so small, it was a carrier. Everybody, and the people, many people that I've heard these testimonies or stories of people who received the jab or took the swab and they regret doing it. Well, all through life, we make these kind of decisions that we regret. And the reason we make these choices is because most of the time, we're not informed. Most of the time, we don't have all the facts. Young people, leaving high school, going to a university. Generally, they take the time to research the university and make a decision. A lot of times they just follow, my dad went there, my mom went there, that's where I'm going. There's really no decision, there's no choice. It's just, well, that's what dad did, that's what mom did, that's what I'm going to do. But we don't make the right decisions. And but after the fact, there's still, because of, you know, I talk about the occult. I present this secret part of life down the rabbit hole that most people are not aware of. I present what is deep down in that rabbit hole. All these secret societies and what they do that we don't know about, and their practices, and all the evil. Down that rabbit hole, you have these families like the Faucis, like the Gateses. These people are down that rabbit hole, and they actually are involved in another, the other kingdom that is invisible. Christian people, true born again people, are, they have an experience of an eternal kingdom through Jesus Christ. They have an experience of, and the reality of, an invisible kingdom that is very, very real. This kingdom is so powerful, it has changed the societies of the world for the last 2,000 years. We'll be back in a few minutes. Continue this thought. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360, KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Are you prepared for a possible zombie apocalypse? If not, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the red Patriot Supply button and stock up now on high-quality storable food and emergency preparedness kits. With a global food shortage at our doorstep, make sure you can feed your family in any situation. So get prepared with My Patriot Supply by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the link to Patriot Supply and stock up now.
Because the revolution's here, and you know
And I know that I know that has been the thought throughout mankind's history. We've got to get it together now. Well, the bizarre world that we have gone into, in that world, down that rabbit hole, you have these children of the devil that have brought this misery upon mankind. And it is in the Bible. Christ said it would happen. At the end of the world, there would be diseases, sickness, there would be plagues, there'd be famine, there would be wars. And again, we cannot escape it. Mankind has to deal with it. We have to accept it, though we may not like to. We don't want to accept the fact that we will die eventually. We don't want to entertain that thought. But the fact is, eventually that time will come. But in all of this, the children of the wicked, the only hope they have is to trust in a power, an entity that they hope can win the battle against God. And they know, the ones that are telling the truth, the ones that are at leading the nations to this type of evil, they know they will not be victorious. They know that. They don't care. They want to take as many people with them as possible. Throughout the New Testament, the Old Testament, the writings prior to Christ that preceded Christ's coming, the writings after his death, these writings present to the world hope for the time while you are on this earth and hope for the eternity. This, Christ made it clear through his writings, through his teachings, and through the writings of his apostles, that there would come a time, the only hope that the world would have would be Jesus Christ. The only hope would be this Son of the living God who gives eternal life. This is what Christ said would take place. And he said it would take place, and he would offer this hope in a sea of evil, in a sea of distress and hardship and misery and horror and terror. He is the only one that is going to help the world from this point and in the past, and from this point into the future. There are those that are relatives that have taken these jabs or these vaccinations and have had the swabs. I hate to say that there are some family members that have passed away, and the cause of death was whatever the doctor said, the coroner stated, but it is suspected that it was not what the coroner put on the death certificate. This is the case with many in the audience, many that in the country. We know, we in this audience, because we're educated, we talk about these things daily. It's to the point where you don't want to talk about it anymore, but the thing is, things change day to day. This audience is a savvy. We listen to, fortunately, we have a way to present thoughts and opinions and individuals and programs that present things that you don't get anywhere else. You won't get what we hear on this station elsewhere. We're unique in that sense. And but with this station, there are things that are presented that are very difficult to accept, very difficult to comprehend. They are disturbing. Things that I present, others present, are, you know, it's kind of hard to sleep at night. It's okay. The more truth that an individual knows, the safer it is. You go into the swampland down south, If you don't know that area, you don't know what's dangerous. You don't know what snakes, you don't know what bugs, you don't know, where do the alligators lay their eggs. You don't know anything about that area. Well, the first thing you do is you educate yourself. Most people don't want to educate themselves on what is happening to the world in the world today. They don't care. It's not going to affect them, so they think. They thought, well, example, voting the president, the current governor of this state, many of the Democrats, they jumped in with both feet. Guess what? Many of the Democrats, this man right now has realized that he has lost many of his Democrat supporters. And it's too late. The Democrats that voted for him, guess what? Where they're getting hit? They're getting hit in their pocketbook. Guess where they're getting hit? The jobs that they had at one time are not available anymore. They've lost their jobs. They're losing their homes because they voted, not so much because they were informed. They voted because they liked the personality or what the personality and the individual stood for. And what happened is they get to reap bitter fruit. This is the consequences. You get to sow. Be careful, because if you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And this is what has happened. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't mine. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on? Everybody's mine.
We're going to go to Spirits Music Hall. That's what we're going to do tonight. Live music, comedy, wrestling, karaoke, and more. Acts that you do not want to miss. All at Spirits Music Hall, located at 1 North Parish Avenue, right here in Johnstown, across the street from the radio station. 1360 KHNC. Get tickets and see the schedule of events at spiritsmusichall.com. That's spiritsmusichall.com. You can also buy tickets at the door during the events. Experience live local entertainment that you will love. Go to spiritsmusichall.com.
What are we going to do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on?
Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras Cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
2 years ago, we didn't know what was down the rabbit hole. 2 years ago, we didn't see the plan of the globalists. 2 years ago, we assumed, after Donald Trump won the election, he would take office. But on the night of the election, he is the president, and the next morning he is not the president. Down that rabbit hole, things will change just like that. I had an article I was going to present that Biden is, I think he's passed a law that is going to interfere with, let me just read the headline. I didn't get time to really get into it. This is out of naturalnews.com, and this is by Lance Johnson. Biden signs a new order to develop genetic engineering. Nope, that's not the one. Sorry. I don't want to read that one. I'm going to get it for you. Oh, my gosh, what happened to it? Well, I guess I'm not going to read it to you. But anyhow, he wants to interfere with elections. He wants to interfere with the elect. With the process, the election, the electoral vote, well, not the electoral vote, just the elections to basically not allow to interfere with and not have elections. What have I been talking about is that eventually there won't be elections in this country. They're not going to, that the time is coming. There's going to be a Hiroshima coming, and the next Hiroshima, I won't put it that way. The next attack that is coming is it is going to be a nuke on the Constitution of this country. We will not have that Constitution will no longer be effective. It will be replaced. It will be over. There is another something coming down that rabbit hole. And everything that's coming into the world today, presently, is coming out of that rabbit hole. And the people down that rabbit hole, hiding everything they do, eventually, once it comes out into the open, which Christ said it will, everything will come out into the open, then the world gets to see and gets to know who is really down there giving the orders. Well, we know, firstly, it is Lucifer and his children. And out of that rabbit hole, they bring diseases into the world. They have been bringing diseases. They have been bringing plagues. They have been bringing misery, hardship, war, death, you name it. I can go on and on. But Christ did say that if he doesn't return, no flesh will make it. There will be no flesh, meaning man or beast. But he's going to return. And the children of the devil, like I stated here about 3 weeks ago, they can look into the future, but they cannot see much further than 2030, 2031. They can't see out into that future because there is no future for them. And the scripture makes it clear that eventually Christ is the one who will own and control, and all vision will be in his hand, and he'll dispense that vision as he desires. So we're done for the day. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment with amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays.
Come on down this Friday the 16th for Lucha Libre Wrestling. And on Saturday the 17th, take free dance lessons from salsa to other styles. Have fun and bring your spouse or significant other right there at Spirits Music Hall.
For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's Spirits Music Hall.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality, 970-825-9305.
You're listening to the roar of the-